the restrictive new abortion law that went into effect last week in Texas lets private citizens sue anyone who helps someone obtain an abortion, including by providing financial assistance or transportation to a clinic. Now some businesses are preparing for the possible impact. NPR's tech correspondent Shannon Bond has more.
People who successfully sue under the new Texas law can win thousands of dollars in damages from anyone involved in providing an abortion or even just driving someone to a clinic. Here's University of Texas law professor Elizabeth Sepper on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday.
It's $10,000 per person per abortion. So you could imagine a doctor, a nurse, a receptionist, an Uber driver. So the bounty adds up rather quickly.
That's alarming ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber and the people who drive for them, Lyft's top lawyer, Kristin Svercek, told CNN.
We were also hearing from our drivers who are very concerned about what this means for them. Are they under some obligation to monitor where their riders are going and why?
Now, Lyft says it will cover all legal fees for drivers if they're sued under the new Texas law.
We both wanted to come out strongly in support of a woman's right to choose, as well as make our drivers feel okay. We did not want them being in this untenable position of not knowing whether their behavior was okay or not.
Svercek says Lyft will offer the same protection to its drivers in any state that passes a similar law. Rival Uber quickly followed, with CEO Dara Khosrowshahi saying his company would also cover drivers' legal fees. So far, there have not yet been any reports that drivers are being sued in Texas. Uber and Lyft, both based in San Francisco, are two of just a handful of companies to speak out so far about the Texas abortion ban. The dating app Bumble, which is headquartered in Austin, is creating a fund to support reproductive rights and help people seeking abortions. The Match Group, which owns Tinder, is also based in Texas. Its CEO is personally offering financial help for employees and their dependents who are affected by the law. Shannon Bond, NPR News.